This is the State of Things. I'm Anita Rao. A group of North Carolina MCs dropped a video this week of a cipher that captures their mood, politics, and reflections in this particular moment of the Black Lives Matter movement. Dear whites, can you hear us loud and clear, whites? Is this hip-hop too much for you grass beer whites? Holy cow, strangle them up, you stop and stare, whites. Mortal Kombat and the struggle is not their fight. The single is called Black AF, and it was curated by Carolina Waves, a touring hip-hop brand run by Miriam. Lena Jackson is one of the four MCs on the track, and she is with us now. Hey, Lena.
Hi.
Also with us is Imani Presley, who crafted the beats behind it all. Hey, Imani.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. So, Lena, I want to start with you and have you walk us through this cipher. I know ciphers can often be competitive and turn into rap battles, but this is so collaborative. Watching the video, you can tell kind of how much you all are in sync and really there to lift each other up and lift each other's section up. So talk about kind of the camaraderie behind putting together this track.
Well, so typically, ciphers do have a certain degree of competitiveness, but this just wasn't the case. We had a common goal, you know, we had a common perspective in mind, and that's what we were there for. You know, we were there for unity and to promote unity, promote change. So when we got there to record together, we hadn't heard each other's verses or anything like that. It was never about comparison or competing or anything like that. It was just all coming together and uniting on one accord and uniting on one message. So it just came to be how it was. It was just a very loving moment. You know, it was a very community-based moment. And, yeah, you know, it just wound up being one of those platforms where we're promoting everybody to come together. It wasn't this typical aggression about who's better. It had nothing to do with that. You know, it was about actually presenting ourselves and our message to making the world better.
Imani, I know that when Miriam talked about the prompt for this, she said that she wanted this to be a timestamp of the current moment. And when you look at all of the four MCs who came together, are there any particular kind of themes or threads that stand out to you?
They all are amazing. I guess, you know, some of the bars and some of the lines that they were speaking kind of spoke a little volume to me. And more specifically, Tagum's line where he was trying to address, you know, what's going on in our society. It's shaking a lot of people, but it's kind of different when you look like us. And so that bar stuck out to me a lot. And I think everybody... it was a very equal, like Lena said, there was no who's better or who stuck out. It's just all equal, you know, because we're all coming together for a common cause. So.
All right, let's take a listen to Lena's verse in this cipher without the beat, and we'll have her kind of talk a bit more about her process behind it. This is Lena's section of the new song Black AF.
Naysayers will really say this ain't traumatizing. Like they don't see the history of blood on the horizon. Like they don't see the point of pain in our uprising. So we just gonna keep raising hell while they acting surprised and advising us to be calmer, be still, put down that armor. But the whole country cloaked in karma, let that fire spread. Either two choices, stay woken or stay your ass in bed. Middle fingers springing up in the sky while passing feds. That's the energy we match. That's the pent up rage you got us bent on. Those you send up, you gonna diss us, we gonna disengage. Divest, defund, soldiers so there is no refund. Click clack on a black skin with a patch in at the White House, not gonna let the blacks in. It's for their fallen be minorities, majorities that lost their life for dignity in hands of the authorities. We wildin' like medievals to be equal. Be grateful we ain't go from peaceful to lethal. Stay tuned for that sequel, my people.
That's an acapella mix of Lena Jackson on Black AF, a track that dropped this Tuesday that also features Two Fly King, Tagum, and Juice Lord. So, Lena, that's 44 seconds. You had so much to express in that 44 seconds. And one of the lines that really stands out to me is the whole country is cloaked in karma. Can you talk about that line and what you're trying to express there?
Yeah. So right before you get up to that part, you know, I mentioned that, you know, they're advising us to be calmer, be still, put down that armor. Basically it's like, I feel like there's a segment of the world that is choosing to be oblivious to the injustice, not just now, but I mean, we've had centuries of, you know, of injustice, of gross acts of violence, of mistreatment, among oppressed, towards oppressed people. So, you know, for us to be speaking the way that we are now and for, some folks to turn a blind eye to it, until we get to the point where there are actual buildings burning and, you know, there's actually things being destroyed and whatnot. And so now they want to tell us to be calm and be chill and be peaceful and do all of these things. And I think that's what we had always wanted. But now that things are, you know, burning in a literal and figurative sense, they want us to chill out. And for me, it's just like, nah, you know, let that karma happen the way it's supposed to if you continue to turn a blind eye to it. So if you want to be a voice and if you want to, you know, invoke change and you want to be a part of the solution, then you're going to have to see and you're going to have to pay attention and you're going to have to be willing to acknowledge and provide a solution and be a part of that. But if not, then you can't really put yourself in a position to complain about the state of the world if you aren't willing to at least acknowledge that much.
And your lines, I mean, as well as so many others on this track, really kind of highlight the intersection of hip hop and activism, which goes all the way back to the origins of hip hop. And I want to talk a little bit more about Too Fly. But first, I want to hear a clip of his verse from The Cypher. So let's listen to Too Fly King.
Spread the knowledge and wealth and build our community. Economic empowerment, shower with continuity. Viewing me as a menace. Young black and I'm vigilant, militant. Use my voice as an instrument. Get your knee off my neck. Boy, I'm so sick of this sentiment. It's riddled with prejudice. Supposed to be protecting. Police act like my nemesis. We screaming for justice. If you don't give it, we busting down every door. Now you see what we got in store. We televise the revolution. Try to come to best solutions. You will never listen. Need equity for my restitution.
That's Too Fly King, an MC out of Henderson. Imani, when you listen to that and think about it in the context of Too Fly's activism, he is an activist based out of Henderson. He's been leading marches and meeting with a variety of local leaders and law enforcement. What do you see as kind of the intersection between on-the-ground activism and hip-hop in this particular moment?
It's powerful. It's made a stamp for decades, and it's a way to connect to the community, because nowadays a lot of people are afraid to talk about that. And with Too Fly, I respect him so much because number one, he's young, and so he's kind of he's actually being a voice for our upcoming generations, so that they're fully aware of what we've been going on for, like Lena said, for centuries. And so it's super amazing to me that, you know, rappers nowadays are coming together with, you know, a message that isn't about, you know, something that everybody else is talking about. It's about awareness and something that can eventually help change our culture. And inspire our culture, inspire the next generation to come. And so that's why I commend people like Too Fly and everybody on this track. But I think just him being young is such a powerful thing for me. So
I want to hear you break down some of the ingredients of the particular beats for each of the MCs. And I want to talk about Juice Lord in particular. You got some specific direction about that section of The Cypher. Talk to me about the direction that you got and how it influenced what you did.
Yeah, so that's funny you laugh, because I laughed, because Miriam actually reached out to me. And so fun fact is, prior to Juice's part, prior to Lena's part, I actually had that first half already done. And so I did Lena's part, and Lena's part Juice's part was the same as Lena's originally. But Miriam reached out to me. She was like, hey, can you go a little harder for Juice? And I was like, oh man, this is a challenge. Like, you're testing me. That's exactly what I ended up doing. But the thing for me as a producer is being able to dissect that specific artist, feel who they are. And me just personally knowing Juice, seeing him perform, I just know the energy and the dynamics and the darkness that comes behind him. So as you can hear, you know, the bass gets grungier, the bass gets darker. on Juice's part. There's an organ, there's, you know, an old lady singing like she's in the back of the church to me. There's just a lot of more things that make it just a little bit more darker for Juice's part, because that defines more so who he is.
All right, so I want to play a couple of the elements that you wove together. So I'm going to start with one of the samples, then I'll play the other one, and then we'll hear them all together, and I'll have you kind of break down the contrasting sounds. So here is one of the samples from Juice's section. All right, so we have that sound, and then we're going to play the contrasting sound. Now, another part of Juice's sample here. All right, and here is what they all sound like together. All right, Imani, so talk to me about putting all of those together.
Oh, yeah. So I can go to Juice's part first. So as you hear in Juice's part, as a producer, like my brain thinks like a dark holding of a chord. And it's so hard to define what I hear sometimes. But as you can hear, even the organ comes in. And it's kind of in parallelism to the church-like woman's voice. And it just reminds me of just like, even with the yeah that's happening in the background, I paint that picture as us with our fist up, you know, screaming for justice, saying, you know, yeah, like this is what we need to be doing. And so as far as the church-like woman's voice, it just reminds me of a lady that's in the back of the church that's, you know, in pain. You can hear the sound of her voice. It sounds like it's just pain, like she's been going through pain. And so all the other sounds, they starred with Tagum and Two Flies part. They kind of start dark. Lena's part gets a little darker, and Juice's part gets the darkest. And the reason why is because the dynamics of the entire track is continuing to build, as in relationship to we're continuing to get more angry. And so that's the way I think when I approach my production. So,
all right, we are going to end this segment with the full track. I've been talking to Imani Presley, a Grammy-nominated producer and musician out of Greensboro, Lena Jackson, a Raleigh-based MC, and there's also a competition affiliated with this track. You can find more details about that at our website, stateofthings.org. The single will drop on Friday, and then there is a challenge to various MCs to create their own set of lyrics. We are going to go out with the full version of Black AF. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Anita Rao.
Yeah, y'all going crazy.
Black lives baptized in the pool of fire with no new desires. Changes coming, your truth expire. Look what you inspire. We conspire, so sick and tired of your foolish ways. Who's to pay for hate we acquired? They hanging us from the top of tree branches like it's the 50s. My city full of Confederates, better it for the kiddies. My theory, spread the knowledge and wealth and build our community. Economic empowerment, shower with continuity. Viewing me as a menace, young black and I'm vigilant, militant. Use my voice as an instrument. Get your knee off my neck. Boy, I'm so sick of this sentiment. It's riddled with prejudice. Supposed to be protecting, police act like my nemesis. We screaming for justice. If you don't give it, we busting down every door. Now you see what we got in store. We televise the revolution. Try to come to best solutions. You will never listen. Need equity for my restitution.
Hi, white lives matter. There I said it. You happy? Cause some of you really give me a headache. And don't wanna listen when the protest is silent. So how y'all gonna act when the protests get violent?
wrong. And I promise I'm not saying that it's right, I'll admit it. But we're angry and want to see things burn, so I get it. So for my people, it's a cool world. So I keep a nine on my side, but you don't see her like J. Cole's girl. We were no longer under plan. So if I pop a dirty cop, I pray they understand. Tag them.
Naysayers will really say this ain't traumatizing. Like they don't see the history of blood on the horizon. Like they don't see the point of pain in our uprising. So we just gon' keep raising hell while they acting surprised and advising us to be calmer, be still, put down that armor. But the whole country cloaked in karma, let that fire spread. Either two choices, stay woken or stay your ass in bed. Middle fingers springing up in the sky while blasting fists. That's the energy we match, that's the pit of rage. You got us bent on those you send up. You gon' diss us, we gon' disengage. Divest, defund, soldiers so there is no refund. For that sequel, my people.
Dear whites, can you hear us loud and clear, whites? Is this hip-hop too much for you grass beer whites? Holy cow, strangle them up, you stop and stare, whites. Mortal Kombat and the struggle, it's not their fight. Why nobody got no vision no more? CGI's on Call of Duty, got no missions no more. We did it before, they did it, have a different resolve. I hope you feel that way with kicking your door. Look, you always ask me if I'm G, today I got time. Riot shields, me and Mortal Tones, that's a hotline. Kill your people, not mine. Send me bro and drop down. Spit the protest and duck and rubber like it's bath time. I f***ing hate it when I see the police. I'm vegan, I ain't dealing with no pig or no beef. The whiter skin, the flatter the feet. So I only wear docks, cause black souls is what you feed the police. Look, I'm black forces, I'm black power and black people. Skin black, hair black too, black is the blackest evil. I'm black as big lips, gold teeth, I'm black as Jesus. Video the birth of my son and call it Black the sequel. I'm black as Bernie Mac jokes, that mean I'm black and loud. Black and proud, big drip, get him wet, I'm the blackest cloud. I'm black as slave soul, black as the bodies of panthers under them gravestones. Black as them niggas in trees, black as Martin getting beat in the streets. Black as murder by the hands of police, that's why I'm black in the streets. And I'll be happy when I'm black and I'm free. Until then, I'm gonna be black as can be. Peace.